Hey there, welcome to another Truth Talk. My name is Jessica Hoddle, and I'm your host. We are going to be talking about six questions that I want you to ask yourself before going on a diet. I love having these Truth Talks because this is where we have real, raw, and honest conversation, and today is the same. It's an honest and raw conversation about my journey with dieting. Now, it's interesting because it's not something I always talk about as much anymore because I've overcome a lot of it. And when you come out of something, I always say, whatever you're delivered from, deliver others. Whatever you've been healed from, heal others from. And this is definitely one area of my life that I want to continue speaking on, is helping women become aware of the diet culture, helping women become aware of healing in their bodies. And it looks different for everybody, but attending to our spirit, soul, and body is about creating health. I can remember being in the kitchen with my husband, and we were probably really, it was early on in our marriage, and he said these words to me. He said, "Jess, pretty soon you're not going to have anything to eat." And those words just kind of stuck to me because I don't think I realized how much food had control over me. I don't think I realized how every single bite I wondered what it was going to do to my body. I was afraid of food. I had a food fear. Yes, you heard that right. And I don't think many women realize that they might have food fear. And it's the idea, you know, you're afraid to have gluten because of what everybody says about gluten, or you're afraid to have grains, or you're afraid to have dairy, or you're afraid to have cheese or bread or chocolate or bananas or strawberries. I mean, let's think about all the different diet cultures and the different diet ways of eating, I guess you could say. I don't want to say trends, but sometimes they come as trends and then they go. But what's most important is I started to cut all of these foods back because, well, I was afraid because of what I heard other people saying, that, well, I want to be the healthiest I can be. So if they're saying that bananas have too much sugar, well, I don't want to do that. I never slowed down long enough to ask myself, do bananas affect my body? We are in the age of information where we can Google any kind of diet at any time. If we want any facts or nutrition facts or tips, we can go to Pinterest. We can get all the pretty boards. We can look at all the pretty boards. We can read all the amazing recipes. We are not lacking in information. But yet, so many of us are still searching for the next right and the next best thing to make us feel better in our bodies. We want the next program, we want the next challenge, we want the next, you know, opportunity, or how can I lose X amount of weight this fast? And trust me, I'm saying all of this, and I've been in the industry, the fitness industry, for more than 11 years. I have been running my Beachbody business for more than 11 years. And before you leave me on the word Beachbody, I know that so many women can have such integrity in running their business. I've been doing this for 11 years, and my business looks so different than so many other businesses. So I always tell women, find what works for them, stick with it. But I don't want to lose you just because I've been a Beachbody coach. My mission and goal is just to help women get emotionally and physically healthy while keeping God at the center. And today, these questions for me, I just want you to think about and going through them so you don't just have to keep going from diet to diet to diet. When my husband said those words to me, they left an imprint on my heart, and I knew that I had to create the change because pretty soon I wasn't going to have any food left. And the reality was I didn't have many options. So what happened is I started eating the same foods over and over again, which many times creates its own food allergy. So I understand if you have specific food allergies where you have to stay away from gluten or dairy. And I do realize that gluten and dairy does, for a lot of people, have inflammation properties. I am not unaware of that. I am more aware of the language that we use, the fear that we instill into people around the diet culture of, we're so afraid to not eat this way because if we don't, there's going to be a penalty. Now, I'm just here to help you and prevent you from just going on another diet, because I think that we often get out of control with food because of all the restrictions because of all the rules. We go from diet to diet, and every diet has its own set of food rules. So you start to avoid, you know, this type of food and this category of food and this food group. So what happens is they actually become forbidden fruits, like in our mind, right? If we see fruit, we're like, oh, I can't do that. It has too much sugar. They're so bad. So those become forbidden foods. I can't have cheese or dairy or anything with dairy in it because, well, that's bad. And it's become forbidden. In our minds, we tell ourselves we can't do that because it will give us an XYZ result. So we go from diet to diet and we stay in this captivity of food continuing to control us. So with every new diet, new rules tend to appear, right? I mean, that was for me every time I would see a Facebook ad or a post. And back in the day, probably for the first 5 or 6 years of my business, I just followed straight fitness people and all the fitness inspo. And that's just what I did. And whatever I saw them eating, I thought, well, I need to eat that too without ever consulting. Hey, God, what is best for me? Have I decided what foods make me feel bloated or make me feel lethargic or make me feel tired? Is it okay if I eat dairy every once in a while? These are the questions that we should be asking ourselves, not what diet can I go to next to lose the amount of weight fast? And what I see happening a lot is that we take the last set of diet rules and then we add it to the current one. So whatever kind of diet you're trying to be on, we start to do this like diet stacking. If this one said I can't have carbs, well, then I can't have carbs in the next one. So I'll still stay away from carbs and then just add in fat. And we start to kind of add in these rules and we start to diet stack. And then it just takes away more choices from food that you have. So now you're kind of left with maybe some spinach and some kale and kind of just trying to enjoy your life and have energy, right? And then we start to call foods good or bad. And then the forbidden, you know, foods come in, we're labeling foods good or bad, and then we're giving every diet a new set of rules. You can see how overwhelming this is, but sometimes we need to hear it, break it down and go, oh, that is what I've been feeling. When somebody tells you that you can't have food, it's like one of our brain's response to where we want to have it. And then when we think that, you know, I hear people say like, I'm never going to eat cookies again. I'm never going to have pizza again. But is that really the goal? The goal shouldn't be, well, I'm never going to eat pizza again. The goal is to learn how I can eat pizza that best satisfies my desire and my heart and my soul and my body that stewards it well. The goal shouldn't be, I'm going to cut out every single thing that's bad for the rest of my life. Because what happens when we make those rules and promises to ourselves, we feel shame when we have a cookie. We feel shame when we have a pizza. This is what happens when the good, the bad, the rules, the forbidden fruits, like they all start to label on top of each other. I think that for a lot of women that I work with, it's the high of a new thing that keeps us going. When you start something new, when you start a new diet or something that's a program of some sort, we get so excited, right? We get this, I'm going to do it and I'm going to complete it. But what happens and what I've noticed is that if we don't set the proper foundation for starting something new, we get completely overwhelmed. People always say, you know, I lost my motivation, but what was our motivation behind it? And most of the time, our motivation behind it wasn't based on truth. It was more likely based on how fast can I change my body and lose the weight? And again, I've said this many times here on the podcast, losing weight is not bad. Like having goals is not bad at all. It's our heart posture and our motives that matter the most. So let's go ahead and get to these 6 questions that I want you to consider before going on your next diet. Number 1, will this diet plan restrict my enjoyment at parties, events, gatherings, family dinners, going out to eat with friends, you know, your husband? Will you feel the need to save your calories for the party? Will you try to avoid food altogether because you don't trust yourself? Or will you feel like you have failed if you eat something off the plan? I know that's kind of 3 questions rolled into one, but it's really important that we understand what is this kind of way of eating going to do for us long term? Is this something that we can actually sustain? Or is this something short term that we need to do to be able to help our bodies? Because there are times, like I said, where we will have to do kind of a spring cleaning, so to speak, with our body, where we might have to cut out gluten and grains and dairy and things like that for our body to heal a specific way. But that's not necessarily the ultimate goal. Our ultimate goal is, again, to find enjoyment with food, to not feel chained to a set of rules, to not let diet culture and food tell us what we think we should be feeling. Okay, let's go ahead and get on to number two. Does this diet feel free to you? Is it something that you will constantly be thinking about? So in other words, can you do this way of eating and stay emotionally free? Super important question to ask yourself. This next diet that you think you need, number one, will it restrict your enjoyment? Will you feel the need to save your calories? Will you try to avoid food altogether? And number two, will you be able to stay free emotionally, or will the food control you? Number three, can you keep this up long term? And I know I already touched on that, but it's important that we ask ourselves, is this a way of eating that you can keep long term? And can you keep it up with your current lifestyle? I think many of us need to simply just evaluate, what kind of season are we in? What kind of workouts can I do right now? How many days a week can I work out? And then start to ask ourselves, what does my body need right now as far as fuel? What areas can I pack or even get takeout in this day and that day? It's just a matter of, can I keep this way of eating with my current lifestyle? And if not, how will it affect your lifestyle? Number four, will you feel deprived? Do you think that you're going to start doing things like, okay, I can't have that. That's bad. That's forbidden. Do you feel like you're going to be left out and feeling frustrated and overwhelmed because you can't have XYZ food? So number four, will you feel deprived? Number five, do you already find yourself labeling food good, bad, or forbidden? As in, I'll never eat that again. Just ask yourself this question. Get really honest with yourself in these questions, because you have to know your starting point and where you are. If you're answering these questions honestly and you're saying things like, yep, I am so afraid to go to dinner parties, I don't trust myself around food, or there's no way that I'm going to be able to stay free emotionally, those are indicators that it's not another diet that you need. So that should be good news. The good news is that the Lord wants to take you through a healing process. Sometimes you need, you know, a coach to come alongside you. I do my spirit soul body coaching group every single month. So you can fill out the form, and I'll make sure I include that in the show notes below. You can fill out the form for free and we can get to talking. And I do a lot in that group where I just help women restore the foundation, restore their faith, and just come to know who they are in Christ with food, with working out. So I'll be sure to include that link in the show notes below so we can talk, but really thinking about, it's not another diet that you need. Maybe it's a process of rebuilding the foundation of eating, of working out, and what that means to be free, what it looks like to be free, and how to walk through that process. And number six, do you feel defeated before you even start? I think this is a really big question. We need to be really honest with ourselves. When, you know, usually when people start a diet, they go, I'm going to eat everything this weekend because Monday is coming and I'm going to start my diet, right? We actually overindulge because we're afraid that we're never going to be able to eat this food again. This is where the mindset comes in, the forbidden fruit. So when then we go, I did really good on my diet for 2 weeks, but then I had a cookie. You had a cookie, but that doesn't mean that your whole life is ruined. But in our minds, we believe that we're a failure and we messed up. And, you know, we start to feel shame and guilt because we had a cookie, or we had a pizza and a cookie, or you insert your favorite dessert. So let me just read through these questions really quickly again. Number one, will this diet plan restrict my enjoyment at parties, events, you know, gatherings, family dinners? Will you feel like you have to save your calories? Number two, does this diet feel free to you? Number three, can you keep this up long term? Number four, will you feel deprived? Number five, do you already find yourself just labeling food good, bad, or forbidden? And number six, do you feel defeated before even starting? I know that this short podcast is probably going to get you maybe asking more questions than having answers, but that is kind of what I wanted to do here. I want you to ask yourself, is a diet the next thing that you really need? I want you to ask yourself these questions and answer them honestly. You can find them on the website so that you can print them up and go through them. The most important piece is that you realize that you do not have to be chained to food, that you don't have to be like me where my husband said, hey, you're not going to have any food left. And it was a really big changer for me because it was real and it was honest. And that's when I came to the head-on conclusion that I was afraid to eat food. Any food that was forbidden, I was afraid to eat it. I would have extreme thoughts about it. I would constantly be meditating on it. I was thinking always ahead at the next meal. What was I going to eat? How was I going to eat? Whenever I went on a vacation, I was thinking, how am I going to burn this off? How am I going to get rid of it? I was chained to the foods I was eating, and I was chained to the way I moved my body. And I want to set you free from that. I pray that this episode encouraged you and continues to encourage you here on What's the Truth, because I'm going to keep talking about our health. I'm going to keep talking about, you know, feelings and emotions and all the things in between. Go back through, answer those questions, and really get to the bottom of, is another diet something that you really need? And again, you might come to the conclusion that it's not. And I would love to go deeper with you on this. Make sure you fill out the form in the show notes below so that we can talk about my spirit soul body group and see if you'd be a great fit for it. Or if not, if anything, I'd love to just talk with you and get to know you. If you have any questions about diet or working out, you can come hang out with me on my Instagram, Living Free, Living Healthy. And until next time, challenge the way you think to change the way you live.